Tempestuous Life Beyond R500, X-ray View on the Coma Cluster with SRG, Arecita. 2. Shock and Relic, by E. Chirazov et al. This is the second paper in a series of studies of the Coma Cluster using the SRG, Arecita X-ray data obtained in the course of the calibration and performance verification observations. Here we focus on the region adjacent to the radio source 1253+275, radio relic, RR hereafter. We show that the X-ray surface brightness steepest gradient at approximately 79 feet, approximately 2.2 MPC approximately equals R200C, is almost co-spatial with the outer edge of RR, with an offset of about approximately 100 to 150 kpc between the derived position of the shock front and the brightest part of RR. As in several other relics, the Mach number of the shock derived from the X-ray surface brightness profile, MX approximately equals 1.9, appears to be lower than needed to explain the slope of the integrated radio spectrum in the DSA model, Mr. approximately equals 3.5, if the magnetic field is uniform and the radiative losses are fast. However, the shock geometry is plausibly much more complicated than a spherical wedge centered on the cluster, given a non-trivial correlation between radio, X-ray, and SZ images. While the complicated shock geometry alone might bias MX low, we speculate on a few other processes that can affect the MX-Mr relation, including a fine structure of the shock that might be modified by the presence of non-thermal filaments stretching across the shock. We also discuss the history of the radio galaxy NGC 4789 located ahead of the relic in the context of the Coma NGC 4839 merger scenario. This was Tempestuous Life Beyond R500, X-ray View on the Coma Cluster with SRG, Arecita. 2. Shock and Relic, by E. Chirazov et al.